Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's Montana, not Wyoming. Hey, I continue to adhere to my coffee first, but first coffee policy on the show. So I had about 2 minutes before we came out of that Fox News update there, and I thought, oh, man, I got to go refill my coffee cup. As I'm walking out of the studio, I hear, wow, they've got Montana Senator Tim Sheehy on the Fox News update. There we go. And then that reminded me, okay, I'm going to turn on the Montana Talks app while I go fill up my coffee so I don't miss the rest of the news update. And there's a slight delay for you app listeners compared to what's live over the radio. And so I'm walking down the hall to fill up my cup, and then I hear the Fox News reporter was like, Wyoming Senator Tim Sheehy, it's Montana. But that's all right. That's all right. He has been called worse by the fake news media, even here in Montana, when he was taking down the flip-flop flat top in the 2024 Senate race. So, yeah, you know what? You got the state wrong, but that's all right. Wyoming is full of a lot of good folks as well. Tim Sheehy was on Sean Hannity's show last night. Let's sneak this in for you before we get to our great guest coming up in the next segment.
Well, we all knew it was coming, Sean. This is what they did to Clarence Thomas, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, they did to me during my election. When they can't argue on policy or substance, when they know that they are wrong with what the American people want, this is what the Democrats do. They resort to smear, anonymous allegations, character assassination, because they know they can't talk about the disgrace of the Afghan withdrawal. They can't talk about the disgraceful state of our military recruitment. We can't build enough ships, can't build enough planes. We haven't won a war in a long time. And our military is spending three times more on DEI initiatives now than we were 4 years ago. So they know that on policy, the U.S. Department of Defense is in tatters right now, and therefore they couldn't spend 2 seconds talking about policy, and they decided to smear this young man who's going to do a great job. We support him. And that's why my questions were directed the way they were. I wanted to remind people what this job was really about, and it's supporting the warfighter and protecting America.
We've got the full audio of his appearance on Sean Hannity's show last night because we are your Fox News affiliate. We'll get to that later in the hour. Brian in Billings just got his message as I was yapping there. Fox News just called him a Wyoming senator. Oh, yeah, we heard it. That's all right. Like I say, hey, there's worse things you could be called, especially by the rest of the fake news media out there. Okay, we got a great guest coming up here, joining us right after this segment. Let me leave you with some remarks from Charlemagne, you know, the black radio host who's a, you know, big backer of the Democrats, but he called him out on illegal immigration. Well, now he's calling out the liberal media for attacking Trump over what he calls pure political theater.
What a waste of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a waste of time. Pure political theater. They was never, ever going to convict a former or sitting president of nothing. And what was even more ridiculous was watching, liberals celebrate this. Like, this is not a win. Who cares if you can call him a convicted felon when you still got to call him president for the next 4 years? Who cares?
No, it makes sense. I wonder how much it costs taxpayer dollars to do that, Kate.
That's right. You call him whatever you want. Call him a Wyoming president if you want, but you still got to call him president.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range around 40 degrees. Moving into today with a clear sky, low temperature readings back into the lower 20s in Bozeman, upper 20s in Billings. And then Thursday, still staying mainly sunny and mild with a high temperature at around 43 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Metallica is using the band's philanthropic foundation, All Within My Hands, to donate $500,000 in relief efforts to communities in California that have been impacted by the deadly wildfires. Beyonce is also chipping in. Her Be Good Charity Foundation is donating $2.5 million to help families rebuild. The Village People have accepted an invitation to perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural events. That's in spite of the group's legal history with the former president, issuing a cease and desist letter to him in 2023 when a cover band played the song Macho Man at Mar-a-Lago. Carrie Underwood is expected to sing a rendition of America the Beautiful shortly before President-elect Trump takes the oath of office. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hey, I know we've got a lot of Montana Talks listeners that are joining us from the Capitol. Maybe you're a state legislator. Maybe you're a citizen who's there to lobby for good legislation. Maybe you just live in Helena and you want to come join us for Friday's Montana Talks. Either way, want you to come by, say hi, join us on the microphone if you want to as well. We are going to be live from the Montana Capitol this Friday, previewing Monday's Co-op Day at the Capitol event, Monday, January 20th. Details at MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, coming up after the Farm and Ranch Report here in a few minutes, we'll open up the phone lines for you if you got something you want to talk about. Plus, man, I got a whole bunch of highlights racked and stacked for you. But we got a couple of great guests in studio with us right now, Dr. Jordan and Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet. Doc Williams, I saw you yesterday when I showed up for my chiropractor appointment, get all, you know, squared away and straightened out. But, you know, so I was telling you, I'm in the middle of my tune-up right now, and it's going great. You can just already see and feel the results. But you and I were talking. It was like I put on a couple more pounds over the holidays because really, okay, so we had a family wedding to go to down in a beautiful country on the ocean back in September. Okay, so that started it. Then we got the election. I'm traveling. I'm working out. So then when I work out a lot, I notice I get hungrier, so I want to eat more. And then I got to go on a nice trip with my wife. And then it's the holidays. And so I was like, oh, man. So even if I wasn't already planning to do a tune-up for my diet, I was definitely going to do one. But the other thing was, you know, with the election, I was very confident about the election until about 2 weeks out. And then I started kind of stress eating. I did the stress eating thing because I was like, man, what's going to happen to our country?
Well, and that is normal. And people need to understand that's a normal thing for us to do, a stress eating, to have holidays, to fall off the wagon, if you want to call it that. And we know that that's the way it's supposed to be. So with Billings Last Diet Protocol, we build that in. We know that this isn't something that you're going to be depriving yourself for the rest of your life. And so we build those tune-ups twice a year for that very purpose. And so that you can tune up a few pounds instead of many, many pounds. It's much, much easier to tune up 3 or 4 or 5 pounds than it is 30, 40, or 50 pounds.
Well, and that's what's funny is, okay, so yeah, I put on 5 more pounds than I wanted to over the last, 5 months, 6 months? But that could easily have been 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't gone through Billings Last Diet, if I wasn't doing my monthly check-ins with my diet coach, and if I wasn't doing my, you know, once or twice a year tune-ups, because especially once you start to get into your 30s, your 40s, your 50s and on up, your body changes and you're going to add more weight on throughout the year, regardless of how good you think you're doing.
And so I want your listeners to know that we're talking to a very disciplined individual here when we're talking about Aaron Flint.
I am not
disciplined. He's a military guy, for crying out loud.
I was the least disciplined guy in the military. Did you ever watch like Stripes with Bill Murray? That was my military influence, right? There are some great soldiers out there. I'm just the average kind of Joe, you know.
But disciplined nonetheless.
But yet I can do Billings Last Diet.
Absolutely.
As undisciplined as I am, I can do this thing. Yeah.
There are a lot of people that don't have the military discipline. I know, and I know you're a great military individual, but there are people that don't have that discipline, and they haven't been as regimented, that have done Billings Last Diet Protocol. And we want to invite them that the program is still there for you to help you out. And so if it's a tune-up, which is, you know, single digits, low double digit number. That's what a tune-up is. Or if it's a restart, we need to push the reset button and restart you. If it's 30 or 40 pounds that you've put on, back on, or that you need to lose, there, we're there for you, and we've got a program for you, and we want to make it a part of your lifestyle. Dr. Jordan's also on a tune-up
right
now.
Yeah, you're doing your tune-up right now.
How
do you describe a tune-up? It feels almost like a sugar high because your body is burning all that fat, burning all that energy, basically.
Well, I almost don't like the term tune-up because it really is just part of the program.
Yeah.
And so part of that maintenance phase, that phase three when you're done, is to regularly go in and not just tune-up for losing weight, but also your mind, right? Over 6, 7, 8 months, you kind of forget, the vegetables that I really love to eat, finding ways to get that protein into your diet. And it's really just a mindset just as much as it is an eating habit, right? And so that tune-up part of the program really is not meant to be, I slap on my wrist, I messed up, I need to start over. It's just part of that program, so you can re-educate.
It's like you get your oil changed in your car.
That's exactly.
Oil change is a better term to use
We have seasons in life. We have hunting season. We have football season. So,
and we have tune-up season.
Now is the season when I like to go do my annual or semi-annual maintenance and just trim things down, get my eating habits back in check. And frankly, for me, it's a great time to do it because I'm going to D.C. for inauguration. I'm going to be in Helena Friday for the show. Then I go to Vegas for the SHOT Show. And so I just pack my Ideal Protein products with me. I save money because I'm not having to eat all day long. I just pull out my Ideal Protein Billings Last Diet snacks, which are great. And I'm walking around a little bit, which is all you really need to do because you don't need to exercise that much to burn the fat and lose the weight. In fact, they don't want you to overexercise.
Well, and part of that, just to be clear for the listeners, a tune-up is a short amount of time, 2 or 3 weeks on phase one, which is a fat-burning protocol, and then you go back into maintenance. Now, again, like Dr. William mentioned, if you want to lose a little bit more than maybe 8, 9 pounds or so, a restart is really what you'd want to do, and that's – the restart doesn't mean you failed. Doesn't mean, you know, it's not a big problem. What it means is you're getting back through phase one, two, and three, as opposed to jumping, lose weight, and then come back to your maintenance. So come back in if you haven't been in a while, if you're ashamed because you lost weight and didn't, and you put it back on, that's okay. That's part of life. We can help you get it back on.
Especially if you've done the program before. You know how it goes. So if you just got to do a short turn up, man, that's nothing. So cool. Well, gentlemen, stand by. I'll come back to you after this since we got a little bit of a late start. But Tim in Savage is using the remote option. His goal was losing 75 pounds. He's already lost 75 pounds. He said, you know what? I'm going to go for 85 pounds. So anyway, good stuff. Great stuff. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The electricity business is a fascinating one, at least I think so. Not many agree with me. Decades ago, when I worked for an electric utility, I had a surefire way to make the kids fall asleep, and that was to talk about electricity. Growing up in an era of cheap, reliable, ubiquitous electric power put us all to sleep on the nuts and bolts challenges of making it all work. Those days are gone. Electricity has become a high wire act, with threats coming from all directions. The latest comes from the EPA, making its second attempt to close down coal-fired power generation through regulatory fiat, this time requiring generators to spend billions to sequester carbon in ways not yet technically proven to continue to produce. At a time when China and others are building new plants every few weeks, this looks like all cost and no gain. The economic and engineering challenges of maintaining what we're used to, reliably, reasonably priced electricity, in the face of the need to reduce carbon emissions is daunting enough. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. An increasing number of older adults are in debt during retirement, according to a Federal Reserve survey. If debt is straining your retirement budget or you're paying a high interest rate, a pay-it-off plan is critical. And there are some things you can do to make it happen, like picking up side work. You can supplement your retirement savings and Social Security benefits with part-time earnings, which can make your money go further. And consider moving or downsizing, since your home is usually one of your biggest expenses. You might be paying high property taxes and maintenance costs, and time your Social Security benefits. Taking them early might give you the income you need to get rid of your debt, but on the other hand, it may be better to wait. It's best to talk to a financial professional on this matter. And if you have equity in your home, you you might be able to get a home equity loan or line of credit to help you consolidate or pay down higher interest debt. But really think about doing this, since an inability to keep up with these payments puts your home at risk of foreclosure. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Montana State University Rodeo Team has been honored with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to participate in the Presidential Inaugural Parade in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. Representing Montana in the U.S. Navy section of the parade, the team will join thousands of participants from across the country in this storied national tradition. The MSU Rodeo Team's selection reflects their dedication, discipline, and deep connection to Montana's rich Western heritage. Known for their achievements in the competitive rodeo arena and their commitment to excellence in academics, the team has become a symbol of pride for the university and the Big Sky State. Of course, the team is also cherished for their role in carrying the flags during the opening ceremonies for MSU home football games, a proud symbol of them, patriotism, and school spirit. Congrats to the men and women of the MSU Rodeo Team who are heading out to the Beltway to participate in President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural parade. Also this week, the Northern Livestock Video Auction offered over 53,000 head of cattle for the 29th annual Diamond Ring Ranch sale. 5.5 to 6 weight steers bred a price of $340 to $373, 6.5 to 7 weights $312 to $329, with bred cows 2 to 4 years old priced at $2,700 up to $3,200, bred heifers 28¾ to $3,100. I'm Lane Northbond.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of Tim and Savage, he had a great message that I meant to get to much earlier in the show. He says, I caught some of the lowlights of the hearing in D.C. yesterday. He says the Democrat senators are disgusting in the way they treated Pete Hegseth. Yeah, I concur, and Tim and Savage just sent me another message. He says, good morning, BLD docs, to Dr. Jordan and Dr. Dale Williams from Billings last night. But, yeah, you know, I totally identify when he sent me a message earlier in the week. He said, you know what, my goal was to lose 75 pounds. I've hit that goal. I'm going to go for 85 now. So when I first went through Billings' last diet, 7 years ago now, I thought, you know what? I just want to lose 15 pounds. I just don't want to be as bad as it feels right now. And then I hit that 15 pounds, and I was like, let's do 15 more. What the heck? And so I'm so glad I did, and I think that happens with a lot of folks. Dr. Jordan, you said something very interesting that I wanted to come back to. So I told you guys during the break, you were talking about how it's also about your mind and changing the lifestyle of your decision making in your mind. It's not just about your mind making better decisions. There are mental health, there are mental benefits, brain benefits from changing your diet and changing what you eat and what you consume. So the Federalist.com had a series of book recommendations over the holidays, and one of the books I started listening to is called Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind, and how your brain will get all of these benefits from a better diet. I love too, Dr. Williams, how she refers to, I'm going to say beef, Montana beef, but she says meat in general is the original superfood, like the healthy fat that's in meat and the benefits of protein. That your program is based around ideal protein. It's all about protein. That's the original superfood. And that's what your diet is so focused on.
Yeah, and it's the idea of being healthy in your mind. There's Alzheimer's is now known as type 3 diabetes, and it's because of the way the insulin response happens in the brain that there's the theory now that this is where the problems with the brain come, and that comes from your lifestyle. and what you're eating and how your body's functioning. So it's important to get the education about how your eating affects your life for today and tomorrow and what your weight is today and tomorrow. But our biggest concern is, how is this going to affect your life in 15 years and what's your life going to be like? So as Dr. Jordan likes to say, we don't just help you lose weight. We help you gain health. That's really what the key is. So whether it's brain health or yeah, otherwise.
Well, and you're giving yourself proper fuel, right? We don't tend to think about our diet very often. We're going to say, man, I wake up by 10 o'clock, I just feel tired. I feel lethargic. I can't move. You know, my hands are sore. My ankles are sore. You have this chronic inflammation throughout the day that you just feel bad all day long. And when you clean your diet up, when you're actually giving yourself the proper fuel, you're going to be able to function like you're supposed to. We're not meant to run on garbage all day long. Sorry, our body's not divine.
That's a great
our body's not designed to run on that. We can because we're efficient, but if we can give ourselves proper fuel, and we talked a little bit about ketones because it's a ketogenic based diet, those ketones are just super fuel for your brain, for function, and just overall health. Not a long term, probably, but as you cut down back from phase two into phase three and learn how to eat proper foods, I mean, you just have energy the way you're supposed to have it and not just hope you
it's
have
funny
energy.
Too if I don't have like some good, you know, beef after a few days, I feel it and I'm like, and I just need some beef, preferably Montana beef. But yeah, and she describes it as the original superfood. Speaking of, you know, how you can benefit your brain, you mentioned Alzheimer's and how there may be a diet connection there, or a food consumption benefit there. In this book, she talks about how children and adults who suffer from epileptic seizures, decades ago, they basically recommended what people refer to as a keto diet to help with epileptic seizures, because what you're doing to feed your brain can cause either problems or benefits in your brain. And your program is basically like a keto diet. It's different. It's less fat than a keto diet, but similar concept.
We call it nutritional ketosis. That's the term we use. Ketosis is on a spectrum. You can be in a little bit of ketosis or you can be in a lot of ketosis. We find a sweet spot called nutritional ketosis where you're still getting carbs, so you're still getting, but you're getting your body is still producing those ketones from the fat that it's utilizing for a source of energy. And it's high octane fuel for the brain. And so ketosis is something that has been known for years and years and years. It was originally used to treat epileptics.
Well, Dr. Jordan, Dr. Dale Williams, Billings Last Diet, go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. If you're in the Billings area, they have free seminars you can attend to learn more and get signed up, or that remote option is working. I mean, look at Tim and Savage, just killing it. Great to see both of you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Aaron.
Resist, but just keeping that conversation going, because I was just joking with the docs here that, man, I'm turning into this like diet and nutrition nerd. I'll be running into friends and we'll be like, oh yeah, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? And it's interesting stuff, isn't it? I mean, this is just interesting conversations when you look at how you can change your diet and change your mind, like the title of that book that I've been listening to here recently. It's just crazy. In fact, you know, as we talk about, you know, fixing our nation's military and fixing the Pentagon, you know, Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearings yesterday, we're going to start rolling back into that conversation as we open up the phone lines for you if you want to weigh in as well, 406-294-0970. The Tim Sheehy soundbite at the top of the hour, remember when they referred to him as a Wyoming senator? That soundbite, he was asking Pete Hegseth, he had some line where he said, look, we can fix the Army in a couple years. Air Force, maybe 5 years. Fixing our nation's Navy and how we are falling behind with shipbuilding compared to what the communist Chinese are doing right now, that's a decades-long fix. For our ranchers out there in particular, it seems like for the last four decades that I've been on this earth, I've heard these so-called experts, especially out of Washington, D.C., sit there and bash red meat and bash eggs, you know, the ideal types of protein that you should be getting in your diet, right? That's why I'm so excited that RFK Jr., I don't agree with him on everything, but Donald Trump's going to keep him, you know, in his left-right limits. Don't worry. But we need a disruptor like that so that we stop discriminating against ranchers and cattle producers and red meat producers, whatever term you want to use to describe it. And so we, MAHA, make America healthy again. But it also is pertinent to national defense, military readiness. Look, even before the Biden regime destroyed our military recruitment and retention numbers with their stupid COVID mandates over the jab, kicking patriots to the curb over that emergency use, pathetic. Purging patriots from our military, the foreign policy disasters, telling young women in our military that they need to let men into their showers and they just need to shut up and not even complain about it. Or if you young women complain about it, you'll be the ones in the other major shipbuilding. So many problems that need to be addressed. American fitness and nutrition is another, long before the woke BS was destroying our military, recruitment for our military was becoming a challenge because of nutrition, because of the need to make America healthy again. And so, and look, you cattle ranchers out there, you are a huge part of making America healthy again. And yet look at the way the Biden regime and Tracy Stone Manning, that environmental eco-terrorist at the BLM, look at what they've done to try to fight you and discriminate.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's jump right back into it here. So earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, I played the full audio of the back and forth, warrior to warrior. Tim Sheehy and his back and forth with Pete Hegseth. Tim Sheehy, Navy veteran, Pete Hegseth, fellow Army veteran, fellow infantrymen, combat infantrymen. I think, did he have jump wings too? Who cares, right? Cool. But anyway, fellow combat veteran to fellow combat veteran, warrior to warrior. Let's see. He was on, so Tim Sheehy was on with Sean Hannity last night. Let me see. Let me mark my time hack on one spot here because I might play more of the back and forth later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So, Hannity, of course, featured some of this great back and forth with Sheehy and Hegseth. So I'll then fast forward the clip. But here's how Sean Hannity introduced Tim Sheehy on his program last night on Fox.
Now, while Democrats, while they were running a smear campaign all day on Capitol Hill, Senator Tim Sheehy, well, actually asked important questions about the department that Hegseth has been picked to lead. Take a look.
How many genders are there? Tough one.
Senator, there are two genders.
I know that well. I'm a Sheehy, so I'm on board.
All right, and then, of course, that drew a lot of laughs there in the hearing room. The hearing room was just packed full of fellow veterans who got there at 0:30 in the cold morning in Washington, D.C. They've been having weather similar to ours here in Montana, and so they said, you know, we're used to getting up early to fight for our country, and we're going to do it, especially today. That's what these several of these veterans were telling the news cameras yesterday. But, yeah, here we go. Now here's the back and forth with big-time Sean Hannity and Tim Sheehy.
All right, here with more, Senator Tim Sheehy. You know, Senator, some of the allegations, like drinking, for example, there were numerous people that worked every single week with Pete. The question about drinking was debunked by every single one of them, number one. Number two, knowing him myself for as many years as I have, this man eats, breathes, sleeps, lives, military, the men and women in combat every single day. This is his life's passion, his mission. Did he hit a rough road at one point in his life, what, nearly a decade ago? Sure. He's been upfront, honest. He's moved on. He checked that box. He changed his life. Why wasn't there more substance today?
Well, we all knew it was coming, Sean. This is what they did to Clarence Thomas, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, they did to me during my election. When they can't argue on policy or substance, when they know that they are wrong with what the American people want, this is what the Democrats do. They resort to smear, anonymous allegations, character assassination, because they know they can't talk about the disgrace of the Afghan withdrawal. They can't talk about the disgraceful state of our military recruitment. We can't build enough ships, can't build enough planes. We haven't won a war in a long time. And our military is spending three times more on DEI initiatives now than we were 4 years ago. So they know that on policy, the U.S. Department of Defense is in tatters right now, and therefore they couldn't spend 2 seconds talking about policy, and they decided to smear this young man who's going to do a great job. We support him. And that's why my questions were directed the way they were. I wanted to remind people what this job was really about, and it's supporting the warfighter and protecting America.
It was one of the few moments, along with some other Republicans, of substance, which was desperately needed. You know, they spent so much time on issues involving identity politics and women in combat. Okay, that's a fair issue. And he answered it. They didn't need to go back again and again and again. His answer was, yes, I support women in combat. But the standards have to be the same. You don't lower standards. We had that L.A. firefighter, you know, saying, well, if a guy's stuck in a fire, it's too bad. He's in the wrong place if I have to go pull him out. That's not a good answer.
Well, I made a very wise life decision like Pete did, and I married up. And my wife was a Marine Corps officer. I'm lucky she spends every day with me. And she's a combat veteran of Afghanistan. And she'll be the first one to tell you that not only can she do more pull-ups than I can, but she would never want to be held to a different standard than any other Marine that she served with. And Pete, just like I, have no problem with women in uniform. We need them, and they're great warriors. But we cannot create multiple standards that create a denigration of our ability to fight and win wars. And that is exactly what we've seen under Lloyd Austin and Joe Biden's military, is they've put combat lethality in the backseat, and they've instead decided to do social engineering with our military. The results speak for themselves. Recruiting's at an all-time low. Readiness of our aircraft and ships is an all-time low. And guess what? We had the greatest military failure in Afghanistan in a generation. So we need a new generation of leaders across the board, but especially in this department. And we need somebody like Pete who's going to be a disruptor, he's going to be a fighter, and he's going to look at things outside the box. We've been thinking inside the box, Sean, for way too long, and look where it's gotten us.
Senator, will he be confirmed?
I believe he will. We haven't obviously voted yet, but I think he's got the support he needs, and he's got my support.
All right. You're doing a great job. I thought you were very substantive today, and we needed it in light of everything else going on in that room. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, great job on Hannity's program. I had heard a portion of that last night, but didn't get a watch or listen to the full interview with Tim Sheehy and Sean Hannity. I love that part where he talked about his wife, Carmen. Carmen and I had served on a military academy nominating board together. This was several years ago, and I'll tell you what, she is sharp. She is tough. She is sharp. And she knows her stuff, because it was kind of funny, because I'm just a guy who went to ROTC and, you know, went to a normal college campus, you know. And I'm like, man, you guys want to go to these academies? Like, whew. You want to talk about being disciplined, but you got to be disciplined there. If you ain't disciplined, they will drill it into you. You know, whereas like at ROTC, I could go do my training, and we'd do our PT at 0:30 in the morning, but I could still be a normal college kid the rest of the time. Doing normal, stupid college kid stuff. But anyway, she was sharp. But so I loved hearing him talk about, because here you had all these Democrat senators, many of whom have never done a real damn thing in their life, community organizer types. Here they are virtue signaling about women, women, women. Oh, for Pete's sake, you're the same people who want men in women's showers, who want men in women's locker rooms. You don't even get the chance to lecture us about women. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, you know, I don't know if it came up in the hearing, but I'm glad he brought it up on Hannity's program list. And I'm like, man, this guy actually is married to a female combat veteran. And here's all these other, people out there, some of these senators who, you know, like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, how pathetic. Elizabeth Warren. Again, you don't get to say anything in this debate. You lied about being native. Blumenthal, that guy, I think he's from Connecticut. He lied about being a Vietnam veteran. Oh, but here he is trying to attack Pete Hegseth. Absolutely pathetic. Interesting, I was reading Politico's playbook here while I was also listening in on that Hannity conversation. So Politico is a, you know, left-leaning news outlet in Washington, D.C. J. Mart, I think J. Mart, Jonathan Martin works. Is he still with the New York Times? Anyway, look at what Politico playbook is saying. So you've got all these conservative commentators saying, that's it. Pete Hegseth kicked their you-know-whats yesterday. He did an incredible job. They look like a bunch of clowns. They just looked just nasty and desperate, especially some of these people that defended Bill Clinton. Oh, really? Like, who are you guys? And the liberal media is still trying to pile on to Pete Hegseth today, but the conservatives are like, man, Pete Hegseth crushed it. It's over. He's going to get confirmed. Listen to what Politico's playbook says this morning. It's a question confounding some Republican insiders. Why are Democrats wasting their energy targeting Hegseth, who appears to have the votes to get confirmed to DOD, when they could instead focus their ire on Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence? Let's see. J. Mart unpacks that question in his column this morning. So to me, the fact that Politico is pushing this storyline here shows that they know, like, okay, they're just wasting their time attacking Pete Hegseth right now. They're just kicking the hornet. It's kind of like, doesn't it seem to be so analogous to what we saw here in Montana with the U.S. Senate race and the liberal media? The liberal media, boy, they went all out attacking Tim Sheehy, didn't they? And every time they did it, Tim Sheehy's poll numbers soared even higher. And I said it on the air. On this show, I said they are kicking the hornet's nest out there. I said, okay, John Tester and the Democrats and you liberal media TV people and newspaper people, I said, you keep kicking the hornet's nest. You keep doing this BS. I said, you are further rallying Montanans and especially our fellow veterans to Tim Sheehy's side. And that's what they seems like they're doing to Pete Hegseth, is they kick the hornet's nest once again with their shameful BS smear campaign, and it backfired. It seems like it's backfiring on them.
Fox News commentary.
Carrie Underwood is set to perform at Trump's inauguration, and some of her fans are outraged. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
The great, talented country music star Carrie Underwood is set to become a megastar next week when she sings America the Beautiful at Trump's inauguration. The majority of her fans are elated with the news, but some of her leftist fans are pretty outraged over it because they apparently were caught off guard to learn that a Christian country singer, mother and wife of an outspoken former NHL player, might possibly be a conservative. The leftists just cannot take it when someone, anyone in the spotlight has a more conservative worldview. Well, listen up. She's not Taylor Swift. She's not Kelsey Ballerini. She's an actual country music singer with actual country music fans. The leftists have monopolized every genre, every area of entertainment and music and film and TV, but they don't have country music, and they never will. Good for Carrie. I can't wait to hear her sing for God and for country. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, The Menendez Brothers, Monsters or Misunderstood.
We have evolved to understanding that this kind of stuff can happen.
Judge Jeanine Pirro and a panel of experts break down the Menendez Brothers' new fight for freedom, and their defense attorney explains why he's optimistic he can clear their names.
Are these convicted killers monsters or just misunderstood?
Listen and follow at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range around 40 degrees. Moving into today with a clear sky, Low temperature readings back into the lower 20s in Bozeman, upper 20s in Billings. And then Thursday, still staying mainly sunny and mild with a high temperature at around 43 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, I know we've got a lot of Montana Talks listeners that are joining us from the Capitol. Maybe you're a state legislator. Maybe you're a citizen who's there to lobby for good legislation. Maybe you just live in Helena and you want to come join us for Friday's Montana Talks. Either way, want you to come by, say hi, join us on the microphone if you want to as well. We are going to be live from the Montana Capitol this Friday, previewing Monday's
List with Amber.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great tweet. This just came in on X from one of John Jackson's fellow followers on X. This is Molly, at Eisenbarger Molly. She always has some great stuff to share. She said this: as a woman, I am terribly embarrassed by how the female Democrat senators acted yesterday. I'm tired of how these women, especially those who have never served in the military, think they're the experts on this subject. Their holier than thou and condescending tone is quite disgusting. Molly, thanks for that tweet. I just retweeted that as well. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint and you'll be able to find that. Another great tweet. And this is related because, again, these same Democrat senators who are sitting here, women. Oh, give me a break. You want men in locker rooms with women. You want men taking women's places in sports teams. So you don't get a virtue signal about women. Here's an update about a important bill that just passed the U.S. House of Representatives.
In a narrow vote in the House, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act passed with the help of two Democrats. It would ban males from competing in women and girls sports. The issue championed by former collegiate swimmer and OutKick host Riley Gaines, who on Capitol Hill called Democrat woke policies absurd.
Whether it's feeling like you have to refer to Latino individuals as Latinx, believing that men can become women, believing that men can breastfeed, believing that tampons belong in boys' bathrooms, entirely and thoroughly absurd.
Senate Republicans now aiming to take up the bill soon, and President-elect Trump, as he did on the campaign trail, has vowed to sign it. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Oh, hey, speaking of tampons, no, we're not going to talk about tampon Tim Walz out of Minnesota. Did you guys see Facebook is removing the tampons from their men's restrooms at the Meta office spaces? Oh, the liberals are freaking out over that one. I mean, free speech on Facebook, no censorship. Now they're taking the tampons out of the men's room. I'm melting. I mean, the wicked witches of Facebook have got to be losing their minds right now. All right, but with regard to the this bill to protect women and girls in sports and more, Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke said this via X: men don't belong in women's locker rooms, and boys don't belong in girls' sports. Easy vote today. Look forward to the Senate finally taking it up so President Trump can sign it into law and make sure women have a fair playing field and safe environment. I don't know who it was that first said this. I never like taking credit for some of the great stuff that I see and hear that other people share. Maybe it was Anna in Bozeman who wrote this somewhere on social media. I forget, so, but if it was you, please send me a message. I always like to give credit where credit's due. But somebody raised a really good question. They said, okay, so you just heard the report there. Two Democrat members of Congress, Cuellar and Gonzalez, Hispanics, by the way, that's interesting, voted the common sense way here on this thing. The rest of the Democrats stood up for the radical transgender agenda and against women and girls. What if we had a similar vote, which could come soon in the Montana House of Representatives, by the way? In fact, Riley Gaines, who you heard testify about the congressional legislation
in that report I played just a second ago. She also testified at the Montana House of Representatives as well, and I've got the full audio on our Montana Talks website right now. But I think it was Anna and Bozeman who raised a really good question. Two Democrats actually voted the right way on this issue. Could you even get two Democrats to vote the right way in the Montana House of Representatives? Especially as we know they're just as radical in the Montana Democrat Party as the California Democrats are. But then there's another good question that needs to be raised. Could you get two Republicans, two squishy, weak-kneed Republicans, to vote the wrong way? Unfortunately, that's been a sad reality too.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The electricity business is a fascinating one, at least I think so. Not many agree with me. Decades ago, when I worked for an electric utility, I had a surefire way to make the kids fall asleep, and that was to talk about electricity. Growing up in an era of cheap, reliable, ubiquitous electric power put us all to sleep on the nuts and bolts challenges of making it all work. Those days are gone. Electricity has become a high wire act, with threats coming from all directions. The latest comes from the EPA, making its second attempt to close down coal-fired power generation through regulatory fiat, this time requiring generators to spend billions to sequester carbons in ways not yet technically proven to continue to produce. At a time when China and others are building new plants every few weeks, this looks like all cost and no gain. The economic and engineering challenges of maintaining what we're used to, reliably, reasonably priced electricity, in the face of the need to reduce carbon emissions is daunting enough. I'm Patrick Burton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.